Hello and welcome back to Do Well, the ultimate nonsense guide to well-being and wellnessism. Well, it seems the floodgates have opened in terms of listener feedback. I've had a message from someone listening to this episode who said, in your introduction, you said Do Well was the ultimate nonsense guide to well-being. Surely you meant no nonsense. Well, listener, I have no idea what you're on about, but thanks for tuning in. Your ears mean a great deal to us here at Do Well. Yeah. So without further ado, let's get on and meet this week's expert who gives me the silent treatment. Intriguing. Do Well. Hello, I'm Anne, and welcome back to Do Well. I'm here with Bob Jeffers. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
How are you?
I am tolerably well.
Excellent. Good to hear. Bob is going to talk to us today about the wellness practice of silent screaming,
which
I'm very excited about.
Yes.
Bob, tell me about this.
Okay, I guess I'll tell you where it began.
Please do.
So I was in the National Gallery in London, and I was stood in front of Edvard Munch, The Scream.
I know it well.
Yes, it's a common, you know, student poster, well known by many. But what I noticed when I was standing there was that it wasn't screaming. No noise.
That's because it's a painting.
Exactly.
Right.
But that made me think it was a silent scream. Even though the character's got their mouth open, there's no sound. So I stood there in the gallery and I screamed as hard as I could without making a sound. I felt such a release.
Really? How does this translate into wellness? I'm fascinated.
Oh. We're in the early days of the science of it. We've been working with a couple of the London medical hospitals on that.
Oh, the medical hospitals?
Yeah.
They're great.
They really are.
They're better than the unmedical ones.
We didn't have much luck with them. No. So we've been working with a couple of medical hospitals. If you understand stress at a medical level,
yes.
Stress is a thought that is represented in every cell in the body. You could cut your leg open, and if you tested the cells, you would find the stress in those cells. So that's medically facted.
Okay.
And
we're not recommending you slice your leg open.
Oh no, this is what the medical doctors found.
And the medical doctors are great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so basically knowing that stress goes right through your body, and that's actually what makes you unwell, and Noel Edmonds has a lot to say about this.
Does he?
Yes.
What does Noel Edmonds say about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's caused controversy with it. He says that you're as well as you think you are or as unwell as you think you are.
He's come a long way since Mr. Blobby.
He's come a long way, yeah.
Carry on.
So anyway, we carry this stress with us and we need to relieve that. Release. I like to say release, which is a combination of relief and release. So
okay.
We release that stress and we do it through silent screaming, and we can do it by, again, you know, in a controlled environment, we could cut your leg and test you for stress in each cell, and before and after the silent screaming, and it would be largely gone after a hard, long, silent scream.
Could the stress not be just registered on a heart monitor or something? It just seems a bit drastic to start slicing yourself open to check.
Possibly.
Effects.
I mean, we haven't tried that, so I can't say.
So you haven't tried blood pressure?
No, we haven't done that.
Blood pressure is quite a high indicator of stress.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're quite right. We just haven't done those tests. No.
Right, they're not quite so invasive. That is all I'm thinking.
It's true. We have followed quite an invasive path. I won't tell you some of the other things that we have been examining. Look, the point is this, Anne. A silent scream will let it all go. Like we can get into the invasive therapies that we've been testing this with, but it doesn't matter. It's really more about how you feel.
Right.
And if you can connect with, at the deepest level, the scream that runs through nature, if you can get to that level with your silent scream, when you finish, just like a good cry or a good laugh, you'll be tip top.
Bob, I'd like to know how you do a silent scream.
What you'll see is me screaming, but not making a sound, okay?
I can't wait to see this. Or hear it, or not hear it.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So I'm just gonna have to, I just have to think for a little moment about something that just makes me feel desperately sad, and then I'll start.
Okay. What are you thinking about?
There you go.
For the listeners, Bob just went into this contorted, open-mouthed, silent scream.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a thing.
No. But did you? Were you aware?
You looked like you were in agony on your face. What were you thinking about, Bob?
Oh, well, I imagined a kitten getting smashed up.
Oh, really? You see, I would have thought it would be enough just to imagine yourself slicing your leg open to see what your stress receptors were doing.
I let it come in. One of the horrible thoughts in that case, I suddenly saw a kitten getting smashed up.
That's pretty brutal.
It's quite bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, it's making me want to scream myself, actually.
Have a go, if you like.
Shall I give it a go?
I mean, do it silently, I would think.
Yeah,
give
it a try.
No, yeah. Try again.
Okay. How was that?
Great. Textbook.
Would you like to roll this out? Would you like to see more people silent screaming? Would you like to not hear more people silent screaming?
I mean, to be honest, I feel like it's humanity-wide already. We put it out there. We've got a couple of videos on the web.
Oh, great. What's your website?
It is .com.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
I'm amazed you got that registered, but that's brilliant.
Yeah, but just type it in and you'll be fine.
Great. Well, you heard it here first. If you want to know about silent screaming, go to .com.
That's right. Yeah. /. If you want to get the free resources.
Presumably all social media is at...
As you know, the social media is at Jimmy Bongo. Couldn't change it over.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks so much. This has been fascinating. I wish you luck with your silent screaming. And maybe invest in a heart monitor.
Maybe.
Do well.
Do well.
Do you know, I have to admit, I have done a lot of silent screaming in the past month without even realising it. It seems that Bob Jeffers really is onto something there. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, do well.